Welcome to the Prophets in Pajamas podcast. I'm Danielle DeTeach, or Coach Danny D, and I help women to create luxury brands by creating processes and tightening their branding. This is where we talk about how to build your business in a way that allows you to work with ease and enjoy your life. My happy space is spending as much time as humanly possible in my pajamas, and I want to help others to find their happy space while still running profitable businesses. So get comfortable and let's dig in. Hello and welcome to Prophets in Pajamas. I am your host, Coach Janie D, and I'm always here trying to help small business owners, women professionals, leaders to find their space of work-life balance, to find that space where they are living a life that is joyful and fulfilled, living their success story, their individual personalized success story. Okay, so been a little under the weather, so I'm going to try to get through this, before I have a coughing spell. But today's episode, I want to talk to you about something. I had a great conversation with a friend of mine recently while I was at a conference. And one of the things that we were talking about was as business owners, as leaders, a lot of times people talk about it's lonely at the top. There's a sense of isolation, there's a sense of who do I turn to when something is going on when I need to talk to someone. And we all have our circle and our friends and all of these things. But oftentimes, especially when you are considered a leader or you are considered to be knowledgeable in a certain way, or maybe you're further along on a journey than someone else that you're associated with, it's difficult to share when you're having problems or challenges or struggles because, honestly, people don't receive it well because you are there, fill in the blank goals, whether it's you're there, business goals, or you are their, marriage goals, or you are their girl boss goals, whatever it is. When people, look up to you in that way, it's hard for them to receive that you have issues, concerns, or that you're struggling with something, because you being able to do it is what is motivating them, right? So in that conversation, the thing that came up was, we have a lot of people have accountability partners, and I've done a whole episode about accountability partners. Check out the old episode. I'm not going to rehash that. But as we grow and as we, become the owners of our businesses and, CEOs and all of these different things, we need to have vulnerability partners. So your vulnerability partner is, and it doesn't have to be a single person. It can be different people, and it can be different people for different things. But your vulnerability partner is that person that you can be 100% transparent with without feeling like you are being judged, or that somebody's uncomfortable with that. Like if you are, let's say you are a financial coach, right? If you're a financial coach and you're struggling with something financially, well, you may not want to share that with everybody, or even if you're comfortable sharing it, other people may feel like, well, how is she going to advise me if she's struggling with this? And that's, there's a little weirdness to that, because we all struggle with things, and you should be able to accept that all people struggle with things. But again, that's not reality. You know, it's hard sometimes to be that level of transparent and be a thought leader and be an expert in a certain area, right? So you have your vulnerability partners. You have those people that see all the greatness in you, but also see all the humanity in you. They see your human side, and they still see all the greatness in you. They still see you as, you know, great. They still see you as an expert. They still see you as a leader, even knowing that you are human, because we all are human. And again, everybody's not going to be that for you. Everybody won't be your vulnerability partner, but you need to find some people that fill that role for you so that you can have those hard conversations, so that you can say, you know what, I'm really struggling with such and such right now. Or, girl, isn't it challenging when, you know, this happens? Or how do you stay so positive in this situation? Or that person that's going to remind you, even in the moments of weakness, of how great you are. That person who is able to deal with your complexities. So, who are your vulnerability partners? Where are they? Who are those people when you share that you need support, that can actually give you back support outside of just, oh, you got this? That can give you deeper support than that, that can get in the trenches with you and come out of the trenches, and still look at you as the wonderful person that you are, and not be shaken by you, again, being human, being human. So, who are your vulnerability partners? Seek them out. And who can you be a vulnerability partner for? So there's some people who you may, you know, you feel comfortable with that role with them, but be clear about that. Don't, if you can't be that for somebody, if you need to see that person purely, you know, from a different perspective, be clear about that too. Because again, everyone needs that real support in that way. And so move out, move aside, and let them find that person that can be that for them. So that's all that I have for the moment. I'm gonna go, like I said, I'm trying to get out of here before I start a little coughing spell. But I want y'all to have an amazing week. Until I see you guys next week. I am still keeping the doors open for nominations for Women Making History. So I'll put that in the show notes. I am booking for the next round of the Calendar Detox Challenge, as well as April will be starting the next session of the Own Your Business Academy. All of that will be in the show notes. The Success Journal is always available on Amazon, and a merchandise is available as well in the show notes. So have a great rest of your week, and I will see you guys next week.
Thank you for listening to the Profits in Pajamas podcast. I hope you got some great tips to start working with ease. Want to stay connected? Follow me at Your Workflow on Instagram. For more information about building your luxury brand, register for my upcoming luxury brand workshop at coachdannyd.com.